A playground in the city of Brantford has recently been named the co-recipient of a Landscape Ontario Award of Excellence, along with Oak Ridge Group, Inc. The playground renovations that happened at Mohawk Park on Lidwood Drive was recognized in the category of commercial construction exceeding $250,000. Among the new features are playground equipment and swings with accessible rubber surfacing, musical play components, a hill slide, and extra large climbers and a sand play area. The pathways have also been paved with asphalt, and the play equipment is fully accessible. So here to talk to me about the playground and it being recognized by the Landscape Ontario Award of Excellence is Mandy Walsman. She is the coordinator of parks design and development for the city of Brantford, and she also was the designer of the Mohawk Park Playground. So thank you for taking some time this afternoon to talk to me, Mandy.
Yeah, of course. Thank you so much for having me.
I wanted to start by asking if you could give us a little more detail about the renovations that were done and how the playground was made more accessible.
Sure. Well, we first got the exciting news. We got to redesign the playground back in 2017 or 2018. And we knew that the way the existing playground was designed, with an elevated pathway going to an already higher up playground structure, was what we wanted to replicate in the new design, mainly because that's what we heard from the community and what they liked in the existing playground equipment. So the new design, it starts off, the playground equipment itself starts off at about 5 feet in elevation. That's the ramp structure. So what we did was we actually used the ground to manipulate the grade to get people up and around using a fun winding pathway that ends up at a really fun rubber mound and starts the playground off at a higher elevation. So instead of your typical accessible playground having a whole bunch of ramps starting from the ground and going up 3 feet, maybe 4 feet, we start at 5 feet and go up higher from there. So I just wanted to, our whole team wanted to create a more fun, accessible playground, allowing people with mobile assistive devices to get to that higher, more fun products, like a 7-foot slide instead of a 3-foot slide. We're so excited about how it came about. The accessible features include what you mentioned, obviously, all the paved surfaces, the rubber surfaces, but we also focused a lot on universal accessibility, so designing for all ages and all abilities. So we took into consideration the deafblind students at the deafblind school in Brantford, because a lot of people come from all over Southern Ontario to attend the school. We considered the high percentage of autism in today's youth society. We considered, you know, children who like a social setting, who like to play with other children and, you know, really have those imaginative social type play features. We also added a lot of musical features because a lot of children of all abilities can relate when it comes to music and sound. And of course, we also have areas where you can kind of play by yourself and you're a little bit more away from the pack and away from the hustle bustle, because not every child likes to play where it's really busy and really crazy.
And how important is it for the city to have these playgrounds that include more accessible equipment and sensory elements, like you mentioned, in the list of city attractions?
I think it's very, very important. It's definitely at the top of our list. And if we had, you know, more budget available, it would be something that we considered for all of the playgrounds. But unfortunately, you know, materials just cost a lot, and it's difficult to maintain that level of standard in all parks, especially since not all playgrounds are designed as destination parks like Mohawk Park is. But what we do at the city and what is very important is having a bit of inclusivity in every playground. So every new playground that we do has paved paths. It has opportunities for accessible seating. We include an accessible swing. The surfacing may not be rubber, which is fully accessible, but it is engineered wood fiber, which is really important to include. It's not just, you know, sand or stone. It can actually compact, so anyone with a mobile assistive device can still access park features. And we also make sure that all of the equipment is ground-based. So it's not like your typical stairs go up, slides come down playground. A lot of the stuff is ground-based and accessible from the ground. So there's opportunities for graduated challenge, which just means, you know, when you're one, you might go on the first lower climber, and when you're 12, you might go all the way up to the top. Or if you are unable to physically get yourself to the top, you are at the bottom and you're still having a really good time. It's one of the main things that we consider in every design that we do is inclusivity and accessibility. That's our number one priority.
And so you talked about how not every playground in the city of Brantford can be changed or have these renovations done. But how many parks in Brantford are more accessible for anybody facing mobility issues?
Well, any new renovation will have paved paths to and from an accessible like sidewalk or roadway entrance. So every single new playground that we've done, I think in our renovation program, we're at, this is our fourth year, and we do about five. So I think we're on close to our 20th playground renovation in the smaller scale playgrounds. So all of those are inclusive in the way that I just described, with engineered wood fiber, ground-based play equipment. They have at least one accessible swing. All of the benches have a spot beside them for a stroller or a walker or a wheelchair to be parked. They all have fun exercise signage that is inclusive in terms of having an option for a fully able-bodied person or someone who may be sitting in a chair or in a wheelchair or would prefer to sit on a bench. We try to even the smallest things, like putting the bell at the top of a slide so that someone who has visibility issues can either hear the bell going off at the top of the slide and know that someone else wants to go down, or ring the bell to warn someone that they are going down the slide so whoever's there can get out of the way in time. Little things like that we try to include in every playground. So I think we're about 20 small neighborhood playgrounds have been renovated. There's about 40 something more on the list to do. There's a lot of playgrounds in Brantford. And we have one fully accessible, like with rubber surfacing and everything, playground in Brantford right now. That's Mohawk Park. And as we get to, as funding becomes available, and as the destination sort of larger community parks become up for renewal or up for renovation, then those will become accessible as well.
And you talked about how the project started back in 2017. And then in 2019, the public consultation process took place, which involved the general public and students from W. Ross McDonald School. Can you tell me about the input that was received from the public consultation and how it was used in the designing process?
Yeah. So for us, we start the design process at public consultation. So we go to the community first, we reach out and we say, hey, what are the needs in the community and what do you want to see in the park? I think one of the most important things that we emphasize is, what do you like in the existing park? What do you not like in the existing park? And we try to maintain those features, because a lot of people have something, something that's sentimental or something that they enjoyed as a kid that they want to see in the new designs. So with Mohawk Park, it was really special, because with a neighborhood park, we usually just reach out to the immediate neighborhood, and Mohawk is a destination park. It's Brantford's, premier park location. So we went citywide with this. We put signs up. We did an online survey. We had an in-person meeting for the whole, all of the city to attend. But we also reached out to individual groups. So we met with children from the Lansdowne Children's Center. We also met with coordinators and students from the Deafblind School of Brantford. There was a couple other programs that we reached out to, but I can't think of them off the top of my head. I just had a baby, so my mind is a little mush right now.
No problem.
And it shaped our design in a way that we basically just said, these are our ideas. This is what we're thinking for layout. What do you like the best? And we actually have the students and the parents and the caregivers give us input on the exact features that they want to see. Like I said earlier, the elevated pathway that ends up at the top of our what is now the rubber mound, that was one of the main things in the existing playground that people wanted to keep. So that sort of spearheaded how we were going to attempt this new design. And we like to include the community as much as we can, and that's what we tried our best to do with Mohawk, and they really did help us shape the design.
And so you think the expectations have definitely been met by for the public consultation?
From what I've heard, I mean, from the feedbacks in the community when we had our openings and when we were doing construction, and when I've been by there since the opening and the people I've talked to, everyone's really happy. There's always a chance of the word not getting out there. It's not, we can't always reach every platform, you know. We can't go door to door, unfortunately, as much as I would love to do that. So there is a chance that not everyone was reached, and it was also in the winter time. So there's a chance that not everyone could get out. I remember it was actually a snowstorm the day of our community meeting. but we arranged for a fully accessible meeting location. We had translators on call in case anyone was there that needed language translation. We put all of our information for Mohawk Park on our project website. So the City of Brantford for Parks specifically has a current project page, and that was updated, I would say, bi-weekly, maybe every 3 weeks, depending on what was going on in the project, to keep everybody up to date. I would say that we really did try our hardest with that project to engage the community as much as possible.
And has Mohawk Park been able to see more visitors since the renovations have taken place?
I think so. I mean, I'm not there with a park counter or anything, but every time that I've gone by since, because I consider this park my baby, I'm so proud of our team for the amazing work that we did. Every time I've gone there, it's been crazy busy. Even on a cold day, even on a windy day, rainy day, snowy day, there's always people there. I think because of the new rubber surfacing and the new playground features, it just has a lot of staying power, so people really want to come and stay and spend the day there. And hopefully with this award and with the media attention, more people will get to know about it, because a lot of people still don't know where Mohawk Park is. And I hope this puts Brantford on the map, because our team and the whole City of Brantford does an amazing job with our outdoor recreational spaces. And I just really hope that the number of visitors increases from here.
It's definitely a spot you got to check out. And lastly, I just want to know what it means for the city to be recognized at this level by the Landscape Ontario Awards of Excellence.
It means the world. I think that this is something that we should show from the rooftop, something to be really, really proud of. Our team, every department in the City of Brantford in some way had a hand in commenting on this project. You know, our parks maintenance crew worked really, really hard to maintain the park and keep it looking good, keep all of the play features, you know, running and intact after all of that rough play from the kids. Everybody behind, not just the City of Brantford, but the whole project, you know, from the consultant to the playground supplier to the landscape construction company who built the park. I think this project turned out so, so well and is so well loved by the community that it's something to be proud of for a long time. I know for me and my career, it's one of the highlights so far.
All right, Mandy, thank you again for taking some time to talk to me about Mohawk Park and it being the recipient of a Landscape Ontario Award of Excellence. Congratulations. And I'm sure a lot of people are looking forward to checking out the new playground after this news.
Yeah, I hope you guys make it out there. It's an amazing park. There's also a lot of other features in Mohawk that are great. So check it out and have a great time.
That was Mandy Wellsman, Coordinator of Parks Design and Development for the City of Brantford.